This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, so think about the last time you were thinking about buying something online.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe like trying out a new service.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do?
Well, I mean, for me, I hop online and I see what other people have to say.
Exactly.
Look at the reviews.
Reviews, reviews, reviews.
Absolutely.
And that's really what reputation management is all about, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, this whole idea of like, how are people perceiving your business online?
You listening?
Yeah.
Are you listening to what people are saying about you?
Exactly. And that's what we're diving deep into today.
Okay, cool.
We're going to be looking at an article by Jim Clannon called Managing Your Reputation Online. Your customer reviews matter.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a really good one. And he really highlights why those online customer reviews are so, so important for businesses to pay attention to.
I mean, think about it from your perspective as a consumer.
Yeah.
Right? Like you said, you go online.
Yeah.
You're looking at stuff. You're thinking about buying something.
Mm.
Clannon points out that 92%.
92%. Wow.
Of customers read product reviews.
Wow.
Before they buy something.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, for services, it's still a lot. It's
yeah.
like 71% who are checking out Google reviews.
So it's not just like, oh, you know, people are leaving these opinions out there in the void.
Right.
These things are actually impacting, you know, people's purchasing decisions.
They really are.
And shaping, like, you know, where they're spending their money.
Yeah. And with whom. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as a consumer, I think we all want to feel confident.
Absolutely.
In the choices that we're making.
You want to know that you're making the right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those reviews give us that little bit of extra reassurance.
For sure. For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
It's not just about the positive reviews.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Okay.
And Clannon points this out too.
Okay.
He says even negative reviews can actually be a good thing.
Oh, come on. How is that possible?
I know it sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Right.
It does.
But let's unpack this a little bit.
Okay.
How can a bad review actually be a good thing for a business?
Well, what's really interesting here is that if a business responds to a negative review in a thoughtful way, what they're doing is they're actually showcasing their commitment to customer service and satisfaction.
I see.
Right? So if they can go in there and they can address the issue, explain what happened, you know, offer a solution, potential customers are going to see that and you're going to say, okay, they care. They're taking
you're willing to make things right.
Taking ownership.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that transparency actually can build more trust than if they just had a bunch of, you know, completely positive reviews.
It's like they're human.
Exactly.
Right. They're showing that they're fallible, that they make mistakes, but that they care enough to fix them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. And think about it too. You know, when you're looking at reviews for something, you're not just looking at one company.
No.
You're comparing.
Dumping it around.
You're shopping around.
Yeah.
Clannon really emphasizes that competitive landscape.
Of course, yeah.
You know?
You're weighing your options.
You've got company A over here that's got lots of recent positive feedback.
Mm-hmm.
They seem responsive to any negative comments.
Right.
Then you've got company B.
Yeah.
Very few reviews.
Who are you going to go with?
Who are you going to go with?
Right, exactly, yeah.
So Clannon says that, like, a higher volume of reviews can actually position a business as like the go-to expert in their field.
Yeah, you want to see that they're well-established, that they've been doing this for a while.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so that's why it's so important for businesses to be proactive.
Yeah.
About asking for reviews.
Yeah, just ask.
Right.
You know, after a positive interaction.
Just say, hey.
Don't be shy about it.
Would you mind leaving us a review?
Exactly.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about building that online credibility.
Okay, now here's where things get really practical, especially for businesses that are trying to, you know, get found online.
Okay.
And Clannon talks about this in the article, too. He talks about local SEO.
Right.
And how Google actually takes online reviews into consideration.
Oh, wow.
When they're ranking local search results.
Interesting.
And it's not a small factor either.
Okay.
It's between like 9.8 and 13%.
Wow. So it really does matter.
It matters what people are saying.
So the more positive reviews you have,
the
easier it is for people who are searching on their phones to actually find your business.
I mean, think about how often you use your phone.
Oh, all the time.
To look for a restaurant.
Yeah, or like a plumber or something.
Exactly, a service,
yeah.
So Google is prioritizing those businesses with good reviews.
Yeah.
Because it wants to give you the best options.
The most reliable option.
Exactly.
But it's not just about attracting new customers.
Glennon also talks about how valuable reviews are as feedback.
Oh, interesting.
It's like getting constant customer surveys.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
It's free.
Market research.
Yeah. What are they saying? What do they like? What do they not like?
What can be improved?
Yeah, what can be improved? Yeah, yeah. So it really raises the question, you know, how well are businesses actually listening to this feedback?
That's the important part.
Yeah, are they taking action?
Are they actually, you know, reading it and then using that information to improve their products or services?
And Glennon says that, you know, acting on those suggestions, addressing recurring issues that come up in reviews, can really increase customer loyalty.
Because it shows people that you're listening.
Yeah, you care.
Yeah.
Enough to do something about it.
Exactly.
And then, you know, we talked about those negative reviews.
Right.
And how they can be a good thing, but they're going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They're inevitable.
So Glennon's really clear about how to handle them. Defensiveness.
Yeah.
Not the answer.
Right.
You don't want to go on there and be like, no, you're wrong.
Don't get into an argument.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Online.
This is how it is.
Yeah, no one wants to see that.
It's not going to work.
No.
A positive.
Yes.
Transparent.
Yes.
Customer-focused response is so crucial.
It shows everybody how you handle those tough situations.
Yeah, it's not just about resolving that one person's complaint.
Exactly.
It's about showing everybody who reads that review
how
your business operates.
And honestly, your response to that negative review is almost more important than the review itself.
It's like a public statement.
It is.
About your values.
Yeah, it really is.
As a company.
Yeah.
Now, Glennon does touch on, you know, different ways that businesses can manage all of this.
About
whether
grouping.
You're doing it yourself, whether you're using some kind of reputation management software.
Right.
Or if you're hiring somebody to do it for you.
Yeah.
Now, the core takeaway here is that it's all about communication.
Yeah.
It's about communicating with your customers.
Keeping those lines open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So what we've learned today from Glennon's article is that online customer reviews.
They matter.
They matter a lot.
They do?
They're super powerful indicators.
Yeah.
For potential customers.
Mm-hmm.
They can really boost your visibility online.
Absolutely.
They give you that critical feedback that you need to improve.
For sure.
And they require proactive,
positive
management.
Positive, especially when it comes to those negative reviews.
Yeah.
You got to handle those with grace.
Grace. Yeah. Now, for you, the listener out there, I want you to think about the impact of your own online reviews.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because the feedback that you share really can influence the businesses that you interact with.
For sure.
So maybe it's worth thinking about, you know, the responsibility that we all have when we leave those reviews online.
Leave a thoughtful review and be honest.
And remember, you might just make a difference.
You really might.
For those businesses.
For sure.
And for other customers, too.
Yeah,
we're looking for information.
Yeah, help each other out.
Exactly. All right, well, that's our deep dive for today.
That was great.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll catch you next time.
Sounds good.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.